A few more scriptures confirming our redemption through forgiveness of our sins by the way of the cross. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. For he has rescued us from dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Our redemption also brings responsibility, and we are to demonstrate who we are in Christ. We are now called to be imitators of Christ. We are his ambassadors to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to be his representatives to all whom we meet. We are to die to self and allow Jesus Christ to live in us. It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. We read in 1 Thessalonians the Apostle Paul encouraging the believers. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with the words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you become a model to all of the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Today is the day that we recall and reflect Jesus' last day, his day of crucifixion. The previous night and this morning, Christ was brutally beaten, tortured, and mocked by man for no reason. Christ, the Son of God, could have any time stopped this unjustly suffering, but his love and obedience to the Father, Jesus did his Father's will, for Christ's mission was to save the world. Jesus spent 3 years teaching the disciples God's kingdom. In his teaching, he instructed us to forgive others. In his Sermon on the Mount, this then is how you should pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Immediately, Jesus then instructs, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. After Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he teaches us to believe in our prayers and they will be answered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. So early in the Gospels, in Jesus' last week of his 3-year ministry, he continues to teach the importance of forgiving others when we pray. Despite how awful others have hurt us in words and deeds, can it compare to what our Lord experienced? Can we not also forgive those who have done wrong to us, since we are redeemed and are to live like Christ? Or perhaps you haven't truly forgiven yourself for your past. As far as the east is from the west, So far has he removed our transgressions from us. Imagine the freedom that we can experience, and for those who have heard us, if we truly follow what Christ has instructed us to do. Forgiveness. It is the hardest thing to give away. And the last thing on your mind today, it always goes to those that don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel. When the pain they cause us is just too real, it takes everything you have just to say the word, forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride and moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying, set it free. Forgiveness. Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. It's clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through the eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. I want to finally set it free. So show me how to see what your mercy sees. Help me now to give what you gave to me. Forgiveness. For after they nailed his hands and feet to the cross and all that pain, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.